It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 7 harassment complaints have been filed at the state capitol since a new reporting law took effect last year. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
5 of those complaints were addressed informally. 1 didn't fall under the policy's scope, and another resulted in no action at the request of the person who filed it. That's according to a new report, which doesn't identify the subjects of the complaints or give any details on their role at the Capitol. Democratic State Senator Faith Winter was the first to speak out about harassment at the Capitol 3 years ago and sponsored a bipartisan bill to create the new reporting process.
We found that it was really important that there was an informal process, that bad behavior was able to be called out without putting yourself through an entire investigation and feeling like you could be retaliated at any time.
Under a different formal complaint process, basic details of a credible investigation against a lawmaker must be released to the public, including the lawmaker's name. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Public health officials say they've received reports of a COVID-19-related scam in Boulder County. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The county's public health department says multiple residents have reported getting calls from people who claim to be contact tracers. The residents say they were asked to give a credit card number and told to get tested for COVID-19 within 3 days. Public health officials say they'll never ask for any payment, a social security number, or proof of residency. Anyone who thinks they've been targeted by the scam should contact the Boulder County District Attorney's Office. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Smoke from wildfires in western Colorado is drifting over the Front Range. There's an air quality alert through 4 p.m., and the smoke is worse near where the fires are burning. Nathan Heffel is the station manager at KRVG in Colorado in Glenwood Springs.
It's kind of like a 1-2 punch because in the morning we have thick, heavy smoke that settles in our valleys around the area because of the Pine Gulch fire burning to the west of us, which makes it really hard to breathe outside. And then in the afternoon you have this explosive fire growth from the Grizzly Creek fire.
That Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon has closed Interstate 70. It has burned more than 3,000 acres. Fire danger is high again today for much of Colorado. This is CPR News.